Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. And my question for you this hour is, why is it that Republicans think that African Americans, that blacks, only want free stuff? Where does this racist idea come from? After all, blacks, at least in America, were slaves for hundreds of years. And they worked really, really hard and got nothing for it. Heck, if we gave blacks lots of free stuff, it might just be some kind of retroactive payment for slavery. In any case, obviously, there are a lot of hardworking African Americans. And frankly, when you look at the facts, you'll see there are actually lots of white folks that get, and I won't call it free stuff, I'll call it food for their children. Because remember, if you don't feed a child, it starves. So what Republicans call free stuff, some of us call, basic compassion. Maybe that's what Jesus would have done, feed the hungry. You know what? I don't think Jesus charged them. What kind of Christian was Jesus? He didn't charge for his wine and his bread. Socialist. Let's play the clip. Let's give the context of what Jeb Bush actually said, and then let's talk about the history of this whole concept.
Meanwhile, while he was taking questions from a mostly white audience in South Carolina yesterday, a white man asked Bush to look around the room and said, "How many black faces do you see? How are you going to include them and get them to vote for you?" After stressing the importance of running an inclusive and diverse campaign, Jeb Bush said this.
I campaigned a lot in South Carolina, and our efforts are consistently embracing the great diversity of this state. We have African Americans on our leadership team. I have met with African-American ministers. I'm focused on this not just in South Carolina, but across the country. Latino voters, the same thing. And if someone asks me a question in Spanish, just for the record, don't take offense that I answered in Spanish. It's not an offense to you. It's a respect for others. This idea that somehow people that speak another language aren't, like assimilated into our lives, here's the dirty little secret. They speak both. So you campaign in a way that draws people towards your cause. That's what you need to do. As it relates to African Americans, there is a way to do this. Look, think about it this way. 4%, Republicans get 4 to 7% maybe of the African American vote for president. Those are kind of the numbers that I hear about. If you double that, you're still at a low number, right? But if you double that, you win elections in places like Ohio and Virginia. And we should make that case because our message is one of hope and aspiration. It isn't one of division and get in line and we'll take care of you with free stuff. Our message is one that is uplifting, that says you can achieve earned success. We're on your side. Things can. And the place where I think this could be the most powerful, where it resonates the most, is in school choice. When I was governor, we totally turned the system upside down. We created the first statewide voucher program in the country, the second and the third. In Florida, 70,000 low-income kids go to private schools in the corporate tax scholarship program. In Florida, anybody here have a child or a loved one that has an individual education plan because they have some learning disability of some kind? In Florida, if your IEP, which is required by federal law, is not being met in your mind, not the school district's mind or the school's mind, you can take the state and local dollars and go to a private school. and 30,000 kids do that. And the net effect of that is the public schools are now more focused on taking care of kids with learning disabilities because they know they can leave. The one-off campaign in the African-American community on school choice. The day or the week after Hillary Clinton launched her amazing campaign, the first endorsement she got was from the teachers union. I can promise you, I will never get the endorsement of the teachers union. So here's my pitch. Which side are you on? The adults in the system or the families of kids that are struggling? I'm on the side of low-income families that are struggling, and I think you can win votes doing that. I did it as governor of Florida when I ran for re-election, and you can do it nationally. But we got to try. You can't just sit back and talk about it. You got to do as the point you're making. You got to go out and campaign amongst people outside your comfort zone, get protested and roughed up a little bit. That's fine. But the simple fact is, our message needs to be heard across the country. It can't just be in the enclaves where people already agree with us. We don't get to 50 unless we actually reach out beyond where we are today.
Oh, he's trying so hard. Coming so close. Well, not really that close. He wants to reach out to black people. He wants to reach out to Latinos. Maybe he understands Latinos a little bit better since he has a Mexican-born wife. But when it comes to Latinos, he's saying, he's actually one of Republicans that supports immigration reform. He wants to reach out to blacks. He says that Democrats practice the politics of division. Division. I seem to recall most Democrats standing pretty firmly behind Nancy Pelosi, whereas the Republicans in the House have just sacrificed John Boehner's head on a stick and probably will get the next speaker, Kevin McCarthy's head on a stick, out as well. In the Democratic presidential campaign, Bernie Sanders has not said a single negative word about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton hasn't said a single negative word about Bernie Sanders. They both are running positive campaigns talking about their vision for America. If you tried to count the negative words that each of the 16 or so Republicans said about each other, I'm quite sure the number would be in the thousands. The politics of division? The other stuff Jeb Bush says doesn't make any sense, right? He is opposed to teachers' unions. Well, I got news for Jeb Bush. Teachers earn stuff. Teachers work hard. Teachers aren't asking for free stuff. Teachers are saying if they work hard and they teach your children well, they should be paid well. What's your problem with that, Jeb? The inconsistency continues. He's fine with paying money to give extra care to kids who are disabled, learning disabled. Okay, I agree with that. I'm a progressive liberal. But isn't that free stuff? Why should a kid with learning disabilities get free stuff? Shouldn't that kid have to work for a living? Shouldn't Tiny Tim go and work in the factories instead of getting some kind of free operation to let him walk? And by the way, your grandchildren, Jeb, why aren't you putting your infants to work? I'll bet you're giving them free stuff. Free food? They're probably hungry and crying as babies. And you know what? I'll bet you're feeding them without making them earn their keep. Where do we get this idea? And now we get to the heart of the matter. That blacks in America only want free stuff. Let's unpack that. Because it is a racist comment. And the irony is that Jeb Bush didn't mean it as a racist comment. Right. He was giving, you heard his long pitch. He was trying to reach out to black folk. He was trying to say we need to reach out beyond our white base. And that's virtually all the Republican Party today. And reach out to minorities, reach out to Latinos, reach out to parents of children with learning disability, and reach out to blacks. He doesn't even understand that saying that blacks want free stuff is offensive. Kind of like saying that the immigrants to America just want to have anchor babies it's the same level of offensiveness. And let's recall that the Bushes have a history of racial offensiveness. Have we all forgotten the Willie Horton ad, whereby Jeb's father, George Bush Sr., won the presidency by showing a scary, dangerous black man in ad after ad after ad? You see, blacks don't want free stuff. Blacks want an equal opportunity to earn stuff. They want an equal education with good teachers who, if you want good teachers, you're going to have to pay more. Sorry, even though you hate teachers' unions. And when it comes to food stamps, which I support, Jeb, do you even know that the vast majority of people who receive food stamps are white? Not that there's anything wrong with it. There isn't. I don't believe in starvation, the richest country on earth. But if you're going to point fingers at people who would rather get government assistance than starve, which I think is every human being, every rational human being would rather get government assistance than starve, then at least point out the facts that most of them are white folk, not black folk. There's this image in this country that the majority of blacks live in the inner city on welfare in public housing. I got news for those of you who don't know this. The vast majority of blacks do not live in the inner city, take food stamps, and live in public housing. It's true that the average black person is poorer than the average white person. And all you really need is the legacy of slavery to understand that. But the thing is, when whites see blacks all together in one neighborhood, they're probably more likely to see public housing and to see blacks in the inner city. They're not going out to rural white America, where very poor white people live in ramshackle barns. And frankly, where do we get this idea that poverty is somehow the fault of the impoverished? Is that the heart of the Republican message? If you're poor, it's your fault. Because if it is, you would think they would say, but if you're a poor child, we're going to make sure you get health care. You get food stamps, which, by the way, go to children most of all. You get a roof over your head. If it's your fault that you're poor, okay, maybe if you're an adult, but what if you're 5 or 6? George Bush clearly did not have to work to get food, nor did Jeb, nor did George Bush Sr., nor do their kids. Back in 1994, when Jeb Bush was asked by a black woman what he planned to do for black people in Florida, his answer was, quote, probably nothing, unquote. You see, what Republicans don't understand is that blacks don't want more than whites. They just want an equal chance that whites already have. They're not saying they want more privilege than whites. They just don't want whites to have more privilege than they. They're not saying white lives don't matter. They're just saying black lives matter too. That they wish they could drive through the streets of America without being stopped for no other reason but their skin color. I mean, I guess in some sense all of us want free stuff, but not really. The ethic of working hard is ingrained into all of us as Americans. Yes, I'm sure there are some welfare cheats, just like I know there are some Wall Street cheats. But to define an entire race based on the pathology of a few is exactly what racism is about. And what's more infuriating and somewhat amazing about all of this is that Jeb Bush was trying to appeal to black people. And that's a colossal fail. Want to hear what you have to think about all of this? Toll-free number, 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. This is Mark Levine. Be right back after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. It's not new that Republicans think blacks only want free stuff. Of course, I mean today's modern Republicans, the people who took over the racist Southern Democrats. After all, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Back in his day, blacks wanted free stuff too. They wanted themselves to be free. They wanted freedom for the slaves. That's free stuff, I guess. Stuff that white people have enjoyed for an awfully long time. Where does this idea come from? It's not that different from Mitt Romney's claim that 47% of Americans basically make no contribution to their country, just want free stuff, don't pay taxes, which isn't true, obviously. Even those who don't pay income tax pay Social Security tax, sales tax, and all kinds of other taxes. Where does this idea come from? It's fascinating because when liberals say that life is harder for blacks, that there is systemic racism in America, that it's harder to get ahead, that too many people, when they see a black person and a white person come in the room with equal skills, prefer the white person out of often unconscious racism. And blacks are just saying, hey, give us a chance. But when liberals point out that blacks are on average poorer than whites, then comes the stereotype that all blacks are poor, all blacks are on welfare, all blacks just want free stuff. You know, I got to tell you, it's true. Barack Obama's mom, at some point in his life, was on welfare. Bill Clinton's mom, at some point in his life, was on welfare. And Mitt Romney's father was also on welfare. Did you know that? Welfare is designed to keep people from going homeless, from falling through the cracks. And I think Mitt Romney is probably glad that his father didn't become homeless because he was on welfare. Why isn't one talking about Mitt Romney's father, the welfare queen? All that free stuff that Mitt Romney's father got. Probably because Mitt Romney's father went on to be very rich and the head of American Motors Corporation, and I'm sure has paid a lot back in taxes. Black voters want the same thing. They want a chance to succeed. Even the ones on welfare want a chance to succeed. Why do Republicans think that blacks don't want to succeed? Where does this racism come from? I'd love if you could help me answer this question. Because I don't even know that it's in their conscious minds. This is Mark Levine. Call in and let me know. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Jeb Bush, the person who I still think, by the way, will be the presidential nominee. I admit it could be Marco Rubio. I do not think it's going to be Donald Trump or Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina, no matter where they are in the polls. The guy who I still think will get the nomination, the brother of a former president of the United States, the son of another former president of the United States, at a time when he's trying to reach out to black people. Right? He doesn't think he's being racist. He's actually reaching out. He's saying, hey, blacks, vote for us, the Republicans. Even though 95%, he said 4-7% vote for Republicans. And the others vote for Democrats. Because Democrats promised them free stuff. So he's not saying all blacks just want free stuff. He's saying 93-96% of blacks want free stuff. Here's the deal. Here's what you need to understand. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me read a quote for you from Jeb Bush's book called Profiles in Character in 1996. Larry Wilmore brought this out on his show. He read the quote, and I'm going to read it to you, from Jeb Bush's 1996 book. He writes, many of the modern, this is Jeb Bush writing, many of the modern victim movements, the gay rights movement, the feminist movement, the black empowerment movement, and other movements based on social status or race, have attempted to get people to view themselves as part of a smaller group, deserving of something from society, rather than viewing themselves as an integral part of a society in which they strive to make a contribution to the whole. What? What? The reason why there's discrimination against blacks, it's blacks' fault for seeing themselves as separate? The reason why this is what he's saying. The reason why there's discrimination against gay people is because gay people said they wanted to be treated differently. The reason why there's discrimination against women, the reason why there needs to be feminism, is not because there's been a long history of treating women separately and unequally. They couldn't even vote till 1920, friends. But because women want to have some kind of special rights? For Jeb Bush to be correct that blacks and gays and women all want special rights, he'd have to say there's never been racism, sexism, or homophobia in America. And I don't think he's that stupid. All that blacks and gay people and women and Latinos and any other discriminated group in America wants is equality under the law, an equal chance to succeed, social equality. They want people to treat them based on, well, what Dr. Martin Luther King said was the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. And in fact, most parents, most black parents, teach their kids, you have to work harder than the average white kid. This is what W.B. Du Bois wrote in The Souls of Black Folk 100 years ago, talking about the talented 10th. That perhaps only the top 10th of blacks could even hope to succeed in white America because racism was so strong. He said you have to work harder if you're black. Jewish parents tell their kids you have to work harder because you're Jewish. Gay kids are told you have to work harder because you're gay or lesbian or bisexual, and certainly if you're transgender. Women know they often have to work harder. They have to be better, not on par with the men. They got to be better with the men than to make it in the boardroom. That's unequal. That's unfair. A woman shouldn't have to work harder than the man to get equal pay. She should get equal pay for equal work, not for superior work. He gets it exactly wrong. And it's amazing to me that the Republicans just apparently don't see the racism, the sexism, the homophobia that's been endemic in American society for hundreds of years. Yes, it's gotten better. I don't deny that. There is less racism now than 50 years ago when blacks were regularly lynched. Okay, I accept that. But can you deny it's still there? Can you look at Freddie Gray? Can you look at any of these cases, Trayvon Martin, and deny that it's still there? Yes, it's easier, far easier for gay people than it used to be. No question. But just look at Kim Davis. Can you deny that anti-gay prejudice still exists? Of course it's easier for women now, but there still is not equal pay for equal work. There's still not equal numbers of women represented in America. Come on. Jeb, open your eyes. And the irony is, he thought he was reaching out. And that's kind of sad. That's kind of pathetic. Jeb Bush isn't Donald Trump, Donald, I intend to insult you, Trump, or Rush, I have to make fun of minorities, Limbaugh. He's, Jeb, I really, really want you to love me. I just don't see that you've ever had any problems in America, Bush. He's not evil, he's just blind. And that's sad, and I want to know where that comes from. And I'd love your help on this. 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Let's go to Andrea in Palm Springs. Hi, Andrea. Line one. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How do you explain this blindness?
A quick thing that almost took my breath away was, and talk about a profile and character, his open contempt for teachers.
Right.
And I hope whoever is the Democratic nominee will take that clip and play it over and over. I mean, he was virtually bragging that teachers wouldn't be supporting him. The other question I had was, what do Barack Obama's mother and Mitt Romney's father and Bill Clinton's mother have in common?
They were all on welfare.
They're all white, and they all got
welfare. Oh, that's true, too. That's true. They were all white and on welfare. True. Good point. No, good point. They were all white and on welfare. Good point.
It's just what this mentality recalls is in the slave days, if a system has been rigged in your favor for centuries, you can use the Bible to justify, oh, there were slaves in the Bible. You can do so many mental gymnastics to keep the status quo. And it can be completely illogical, but it is a mindset. It is groupthink. It is brainwashing or hypnosis. There's so many psychological terms for that.
But here's the interesting thing, Andre, that I find so fascinating, okay? If you want Republicans who want to give offense, there are plenty of them. Donald Trump wants to give offense to Mexicans particularly. You know, you've got Ben Carson, who's going after gay people. You've got Ted Cruz, who seems to go after gays, blacks, women, anyone. Here is supposedly the kinder, gentler moderate Republican, the guy who has a Mexican wife, for God's sake, the one who gets it, and he is clueless. And to me, that's fascinating. It's almost easier to understand a Ku Klux Klansman than it is to understand someone who's trying to reach out to blacks by saying exactly the wrong thing. Right. I mean, it's a little pathetic.
Right. The fortunate son who never had to make ends meet. Yeah, compared to a Klansman who's scratching by on a living, selling.
Well, that's right. The Klansman tends to be as poor as the black people he hates. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush doesn't get it. So what does it take to get to the rarefied world of the Bushes? I mean, listen, the Kennedys and the Roosevelts were awfully rich too, but they certainly saw that other people were poor and needed help. What is it that Jeb Bush needs?
They don't have the compassion gene. They're finding this out in neuroscience, how there's the authoritarian mindset that is going to be rigid and unbending, and I'm thinking neuroscience is going to unlock this mystery in some ways.
Remember,
Bob Bush after Katrina was saying, "Oh, well, they're not doing so bad here in the Super Bowl or whatever it was, because you know they had it." So, I mean,
do you know who said that? Do you know who said that? That was Barbara Bush. That was George and Jeb's mother. That was George Bush Sr.'s wife. It was his own mom, Jeb's mom, said, you know, the black folks don't have it so bad in the Super Bowl, in the Superdome. In fact, some of them are coming here to Texas. They're coming here as if, you know, hey, you know, we have to take care of them. That was his mother. His mother said that. I mean, he comes by it naturally. You know, he doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No. I'm enjoying the show. That's all. This is one for the books.
Well,
what's going on now?
Keep calling in, Andrea, and thank you very much. I always appreciate when
you
do.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Thank you, Andrea. Love you too. Let's go to Mike in Memphis on line two. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What is to explain the blindness of the Bushes?
You know what? It's basically, you know, the same thing when it gets near every election. You know, it's like a cold word when they start talking about welfare or Obamacare or anything. You know what I mean?
The vast majority of people on welfare and on Obamacare aren't black, Jeb. They're not. I mean, black people are on welfare and on Obamacare, and so are whites, and so are Latinos, and so are Asians, and so is everybody.
It's just like, you know, that's a Republican thing, you know, the scare tactics and those type of things. They need to rally their constituents because they have no solution for their own constituents.
Mike, I want to know what you think of this theory. This is my theory. Here's my theory.
Okay.
If Republicans told voters who actually relied on the Affordable Care Act and on welfare, and let people know, all the rural whites, that take advantage of it and need it. And I don't begrudge it to them. You know, when they open up a health facility in rural Tennessee and hundreds of people show up and wait in line for 2 days, and the vast majority of them are white. They're just dirt poor. And I don't begrudge them. I'd give them more health care. But if Republicans actually showed their base how many white people take advantage of, I'm not going to call it free stuff, I'll just call it an opportunities, all right? If they showed them that, then they might not support the Donald Trumps of the world. The irony is the vast majority of, for example, Donald Trump's support comes from, yes, white people, but comes from poor white people without an education. It comes from white people who are struggling to make ends meet. And they're supporting a billionaire not because he opposes programs that help them, right? But because they want to be a billionaire themselves. They say, aha, if Donald Trump is president, then I get all the benefits. That's why they point out the blacks, to try to separate the poor whites from their own benefits.
Yeah, but, you know, we had this conversation before. Even if they showed them, they still would vote against their own interests. We had this conversation before.
You know, I don't know about that. I tell you. Let me give you a little history here. Let me give you a little history. Yeah, no, Mike, let me give you a little history here.
Okay.
It, a little over 100 years ago, 1890s, there was a candidate for president by the name of William Jennings Bryan. Now, he was a Democrat. William Jennings Bryan was incredibly racist, but if you ignore that part of him, which is hard to do, but if you ignore that part of him, he was someone who was reaching out for poor people, poor white people, but poor people. He was part of the progressive movement. He was very religious, very Christian, but he also believed in tons of, free stuff. He believed that in having easy credit. He said that farmers should have a chance to survive on the land. He believed in subsidies. He believed in lots and lots of government support for poor white people. And he got his support in the progressive era, 1880s, 1890s, from Kansas, from Nebraska, from all these states that are rock red states today. He also got his support from the South, from white Southerners. Because I don't think Southerners and other conservatives out in the Midwest and rural farmers, I don't think they mind free stuff from the government so much as they mind black people getting free stuff from the government.
That's exactly the point right there. That's straight to the point.
So it's not even a liberal conservative. It's not even a how much government should provide poor citizens question. People pretend that's the question. That's not the question. It's basic racism. And it's been there in American history for centuries. And I just think people don't see it. I don't even know that Jeb Bush sees it.
Right now in America and politics and everything else, man, there's a lot of hatred in this world right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's true. Some could say it's the human condition.
A lot of hatred in the politics, you know, in this world. Let me give you a story that I witnessed, and it may kind of sum it up.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in a grocery store, and there was a young lady, young black lady. She was about in her mid-20s, and she was going to the checkout stand. And she had, two baskets of groceries. She had a lot of groceries, you know. And there was a white couple that was standing in line waiting. And they were just, I was just listening to them. They were just complaining, you know, that, she got all those groceries, and I'm going to work every day. I get up to work every day, and I can't. And no way I can get up and, you know, pay for groceries like that and sit at home and not work. And when the young lady checked out, the young lady pulled out an American Express card and paid for it, you know, just to show
the
you.
The young lady should just turned around and said, I have a good high-paying job because I went to college and I earned it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of thing that's going. It's a lot of
right, right.
A lot of
they should see me shop. No one wants to be behind me when I shop at the grocery. I hate grocery shopping, so I shop once a month, and I buy everything, and then I just subsist on that for a month. I'm the worst person to be behind in the grocery shopping line. I fill up a cart and I need a second one. That's how bad I am. They'd hate to stand behind me. But what your point is valid. Your point is they assume that someone just because they're black is living off of food stamps, and obviously this young woman was not. But you know what? I'm tired of people tissing those people on food stamps. You know, if you're on food stamps, probably there's a reason. Probably you had a major health problem, or maybe you grew up poor and with a single mom, or maybe you were doing fine and then the banks foreclosed on your house. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons people are on food stamps. Again, as we keep pointing out, Mitt Romney's dad, as well as Bill Clinton and Barack Obama's mom, were on food stamps, and no one suggests that any of them didn't work hard. No one ever says that Bill Clinton's mom, Barack Obama's mom, or Mitt Romney's dad didn't work hard. They worked very hard.
I can tell. I want to say this to anybody who has that train of thought in their mind, and if they call themselves, you know, religious or whatever, you know, just be blessed that it's not you.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Just be blessed. Don't worry about you seeing somebody with a food stamp. Just be blessed. God bless you not to be in that situation.
That's exactly. Okay? Thank you. That's
all right.
That's a great thing to say. Right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call.
All right.
That's exactly right. Be glad it's not you. Be glad it's not you. That's exactly right. Because food stamps isn't even that much, folks. We're talking like $4 a day, maybe $5. Could you live on $5 a day? It ain't that much. Wall Street people steal billions, and we're worried about $4 so a kid can eat? Really? Are we that cruel? 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Well, Jeb Bush is complaining that blacks just want free stuff and Democrats just want to give them free stuff. But maybe he wasn't complaining about blacks at all. Maybe he was complaining about Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for president. Because as Mitt Romney's own mother said, well, let's have her say it.
You know, we've only owned our home for the last 4 years. He was a refugee from Mexico. He was on relief, welfare relief, for the first years of his life. But this great country gave him opportunities. His family were poor. He was poor. He said they lived for a year on nothing but potatoes. He's known what it is to have to work for every dime he's had since he was 12.
Mitt Romney's father was poor. Dirt poor. They only ate potatoes. They survived on public assistance. He was a refugee from Mexico. Donald Trump would not want to let Mitt Romney's father in. Jeb Bush would not want to let Mitt Romney's father survive. And yet Mitt Romney's dad grew up to be CEO of American Motors and had a very rich son who ran for president. Do you think a black man could have done all that? I'm sure that a black man or a black woman would have had the talent to do that. Do you think they'd have had the same opportunities? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they got welfare, I wouldn't blame them. After all, Mitt Romney's dad succeeded and did really well. But do you think it might be just a little bit harder for a black person to achieve what Willard Romney, George Romney, achieved? Wake up, Jeb Bush. Wake up, Republicans. Look at the world around you. And if you understood it, you might just get the vote you needed to be president of the United States. This is Mark Levine. I'll be back tomorrow. Check me out at marklevinetalk.com.